Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, debit D-E-V as in Victor, I-T-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Debit as described in my report of 2-24-21. She is now a 34-year-old woman who again described she was injured at work on 12-18-17. She rolled her right ankle on the curb at the hospital. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a diagnosis of a fracture. This was treated conservatively without surgical intervention. She denies any interim injuries or treatment. New paragraph. Records show on 5/11/21, she received an order approving settlement for 15% of the right foot. She then reopened her case. Dr. DiBonera performed an evaluation on 1/3/23 to establish need for treatment. Bridget ordered her course of treatment to date. She was full weight bearing in a sneaker today. His exam. Excellent range of motion. She complains of pain, swelling, and some numbness, all of which would be expected given the extent of this injury. She does better with an ASO type brace rather than an Arizona brace. It is not uncommon given the fact that she has excellent motion. He did think she needs updated imaging of the hind foot, and they discussed the possibility of a subtalar injection. He did not anticipate any surgical intervention being required. He cleared her to continue working in a full duty capacity. X-rays on 4/4/23 were read as normal except for a small plantar spur. It was compared to a CAT scan of 2018. Physical exam. Extremities lower. She wore New Balance brand sneakers with felt comfortable on her. These were removed once gait assessment was completed. Inspection revealed mild swelling about the right lateral malleolus. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lower sacral normal. She was able to do at least 6 independent heel lifts on the injured right foot without difficulty. She could have done more. Impressions on, I might have already dictated this, I'm sorry. Insert was marked from my prior report. Paragraph, since evaluated here, she was seen by Dr. DiBonera. Pretty had her do x-rays that showed no acute abnormalities. Pretty did suggest an MRI of the hind foot and that she use an ASO brace. He did not think surgical intervention would be necessary. New paragraph, this petitioner continues to be quite heavy, which of course increases the load on her feet and ankles. She had a child 1.5 years ago who keeps her active as well. In comparing the current evaluation with that performed previously, there's not been a substantive objective worsening compared to the prior evaluation. My opinions on assessment will be inserted here, also as marked on the prior report. And that is the end.